Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Orion, what are we up to?
Number 5.
Oh, we're just starting. Donald Trump is going to headline a fundraiser tonight, steps away from where a Latino man was fatally stabbed in a brutal hate crime back in 2008. This is in Suffolk County, New York. Suffolk County Republicans invited Trump to Patch Hog. Is that the...
I don't know. What does that mean?
This is in New York, right?
Oh, that's the name of the town. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this is in the New York State, right?
Yeah, I think it is. I'm looking
is it Patchogue?
I don't know if it's a Patchogue. I'm not sure.
Patchogue?
I think it sounds nicer than Patchog.
Okay. A small coastal town in Long Island where attendees will pay between $150 and $1,000 to hear Donald Trump speak. I thought he was self-funding.
Not anymore. Now that he has his big-time establishment guy, maybe. He's obviously accepting those types of... contributions.
But local leaders are now calling on the county GOP to either replace Trump or call off the event entirely, fearing that the fundraiser will stoke more fear in a community still recovering from hate-filled violence.
To invite Donald Trump to speak but a few hundred yards from this spot where his brother was killed as a result of a hate crime is an outrage for the immigrant community. For Donald Trump to come and speak here is sacrilegious. It is akin to inviting Osama bin Laden to speak at Ground Zero.
Well, all right. You know, I'm one for hyperbole.
You are. I'm surprised you didn't totally agree with that one. It's a bit of a stretch.
There's
been a lot of tensions in this town, they say, ever since it happened. And it's really been a problem. You wonder if Trump will address it or if he'll ignore it.
Because he's so sensitive. Because that's a guy you want. That's one of the things that gets me about him, too, is what happens in a moment of national tragedy? What's he going to do? He's going to go to Twitter to call all the people who got shot in a shooting losers? I prefer the people who don't get shot. I mean, what does he do?
This is his chance with his new campaign manager to change his rhetoric. We shall see.
Oh, I don't think that's going to happen.
How do you go there, though, and not acknowledge it? I don't know. It's a small place.
He went to, first of all, he went to Pittsburgh last night and he said, how's Joe Paterno doing? How's Joe Pa doing? How's that going? We're going to bring that back? Now, first of all, there's a couple things that were wrong with this. One, Joe Paterno's dead.
That's a big problem.
Yes. And now he might have been referring to a statue that was taken down of Joe Paterno outside the stadium in State College, Pennsylvania, which is hundreds of miles away from Pittsburgh, or at least 100 miles away from Pittsburgh. And he was at Pitt, in Pittsburgh where Pitt is, and those are rivals. That would be like going to Evanston, mm-hmm. right? And asking, hey, what about the University of Illinois? When are we going to get that? Aren't they great? You know, it doesn't make any sense.
He did say, how's Joe Paterno? We going to bring that back. He must have been talking about the statue.
Yeah, but that's not the right place to ask that question.
I went to school in this state, right? We know that, right? So I know a lot about Pennsylvania, and it's great. How's Joe Paterno? Are we going to bring that back? Right? How about that whole deal?
You heard some people go, whoa, they're like booing.
Like, what? What is he talking about? I like that. With that whole deal. What was that? It was a coach molesting kids in a camp.
Perfect thing to bring up at a campaign rally.
Right? What is it? Yeah, you know what? Does he want that guy set free now? Because he was like, set that guy free.
It's a bit puzzling. It's a puzzling thing to bring up.
Yeah. What is he talking about?
You can't really win.
I mean, the guy is, I'm a brilliant, I went to the University of Pennsylvania. Great. Okay, went to the University of Pennsylvania. Congratulations. Good for you, as Christian Bale would say. but I don't, but that doesn't, first of all, and again, he's, you know, I went to school at the University of Pennsylvania, and he's, if he's in Pittsburgh, they don't look at the University of Pennsylvania as like, oh yeah, it's in Pennsylvania. They look at it a bunch of, as a bunch of elite SOBs. Right. This is the way they're looking at it.
Well, I'd also imagine that it would even be controversial even in the midst of a bunch of Joe Paterno, in Joe Paterno world, because, you know, he's asking, are you going to bring that back? Well, the reason it was taken down is because he failed to report things about the sex abuse, you know, right, involving an assistant coach and a lot of underage people. So it, there's a lot of scandal surrounding that. It's not like everybody would be wishing to bring that back, no matter where you were.
He's always looking for some sort of populist thing that he's going to, you know, one of those wedge issues that people are going to be like, the traditionalists are always going to say, you know, back in my day, you could molest the kids. And the coach did look the other way. Otherwise, everybody lost their job. But we won, didn't we? You know, I mean, that's what, it's kind of what he's looking for, people like that. But you know, in this particular case, there isn't anybody like that. Those people State College, Pennsylvania, those people are, I mean, it blew up that university.
It did.
I mean, that was, it's such an important thing. You know, football was so important there, and Joe Paterno was, you know, those, you know, an old guy. You know, he looked like Bernie Sanders' grandfather, and he'd stand up there and with the black shoes. Mm-hmm. You know, and it was like, that guy was a throwback, and you just, you know, you rooted for him, and then you find out that there was this coach who was, you know, doing bad things to the kids, and like, Trump's going to try to make that into a positive. I like the molesters. That's fine. The kids are the losers.
Well, he wasn't a molester. You know, Joe Pa was
not Joe Pa.
Jerry Sandusky was a molester.
He was.
Of dozens of kids.
And a very sad, sad history there that, you know, that's cast a shadow on that university, a great university with a great football tradition, but kind of a weird symbol
to
bring up.
Joe Pa was I think people assume that he was a good guy, right? But
I would say so.
You look the other way, you can't look the other way. We should bring a statue. That should be Trump's whole thing. Bring the statue back. I mean, he chooses these weird hothouse issues to jump into. Hello? What about the Russians? Why is he talking about the Russian jet overfly of the ships? That's a good one. It's right in the alley for him. It's because we're so weak. Nobody, you know, they don't pay any attention to us. When I'm president, Putin's going to call me and he's going to actually give me those jets. He's going to fire that general, the Kremlin. I'm going to ask him to do that. All right. Hold on one second. Don't anybody move.
Okay.
We got to get to your 4, your 3, your 2, and your 1 now. See what happened to me there? So you start off with Trump, and look what happened.
You just go off. This is what happens.
All right. We can continue on with the top 5 of 5. We have not gotten very far.
Number 4.
You hit Trump, and that was it. We just went.
Robert De Niro, latest celebrity to think that vaccines might cause autism, but decades of study have shown no link at all, and scientists are becoming increasingly impatient with the refusal to accept their findings. The actor told the Today Show that he now regrets pulling a controversial film called Vaxxed. From cover-up to conspiracy.
I think the movie is something that people should see. There was a backlash which I haven't fully explored, and I will. But I didn't want it to start affecting the festival in ways that I couldn't see. But definitely there's something to that movie. And there's another movie called Trace Amounts. And there's a lot of information about things that are happening with the CDC, the pharmaceutical companies. There's a lot of things that are not said. I, as a parent of a child who has autism, am concerned. And I want to know the truth. And I'm not anti-vaccine. I want safe vaccines.
It's interesting because I didn't realize he had that personal story about his own child having autism. Initially, I think they pulled it from the film festival because a lot of people just threatened that they weren't going to go to the festival and it was just going to become too much of a distraction. And now he's saying, hey, it deserves to be seen. Whether or not you believe this is true or not, it's art and watch it. What's wrong with that?
All right.
I know you disagree with that whole, you know.
I do. Because I think it's incredibly dangerous to try to come down on the vaccination industry because so many more people are going to be hurt and die as a result of the return of childhood diseases that have been controlled, at least in the United States, if not eradicated around the world. And this is insanity. But okay. All right, then, if it sells tickets.
Number 3.
For nearly 30 years, Arthur Anderson was the voice of Lucky the Leprechaun for Lucky Charms.
And he didn't even have an Irish accent, we found out.
Anderson made a living as an animated leprechaun, as you said, not Irish. began his professional career in 1935 when he was 12, appearing in a radio show called Tony and Gus. I think I was on that show. But it may have been the work in the Lucky Charms commercials where he found his pot of gold.
They're always after me special breakfast, Lucky Charms. I need a bit of magic to make the getaway. A speedy racehorse. You're a racehorse? Oh, well, I'll try anything to keep me Lucky Charms. The magically delicious old cereal with sweet surprises. Mm. Lucky stars, magic moons, four-leaf clovers, pink hearts.
Okay, well, that's enough of that.
I didn't even know he talked.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was big in the... it was very big.
When TV first got invented?
Yeah, in the 70s. And at least when I was a kid, it was big.
Yeah, he was big.
He was the biggest star. Used to make me very hungry. He and Ronald McDonald. Take that, fight for 15. I bet that guy didn't make 15 bucks an hour.
No, I loved Lucky Charms, too. Apparently, he never got any free cereal all the years he did that.
Who needs a free cereal?
He got a lot of money.
He got a lot of dough for doing that.
He got a lot of money. He could buy his own cereal.
That was a lot of money. And those guys were...
years.
He was 93 years old, by the way.
Oh.
All right.
Very cool.
Checking in at the
number two.
They didn't even make it to takeoff before a passenger started getting disruptive on a JetBlue flight. He was insulting fellow flyers, proclaimed his wealth, his collection of homes, and according to the log here, JetBlue 266 from Long Beach to Sacramento, forced to return to the gate shortly before the takeoff because of this jagweed.
Nerd? Okay, look to yourself, sir. Mr. Bald can't grow a set of hair.
Hey, thanks. You know, because I've only been here for...
I make $4 million a year. What do you do?
He's in finance,
exactly.
Bro.
Nothing, though. Shut the He said I'm a loser, so I proved that I wasn't. You're right, I'm a loser. I own six houses. I'm a...
Oh, my God.
I apologize, everybody, for that behavior.
The pilot?
The rest of your flight to Sacramento.
It's a special place.
Ladies and gentlemen, that for the flight deck. I just heard that, Jack. Declare that he's a millionaire. What we'd like you to do now is to beat the snot out of him, and we'll just drop him off the side of the airplane. We don't have a lot of choices when you fly. I want to thank you for flying JetBlue this evening.
Yeah, there's a special place in the world, I think, for guys like Martin Shkreli.
And that guy.
The farmer bro and that dude.
Yeah.
I mean, if he had so much money, why doesn't he have his own plane?
Yeah.
Great point.
Yeah.
Violetta. Had you been there, you could have made that point.
Yes. Why are you on JetBlue? What went wrong with your six houses? All right. Here we go. And finally.
Number one.
Just in case you've been living in a cave with no Wi-Fi. Captain America Civil War is going to be out next month. So over at Jimmy Kimmel Live, Jimmy sent cameras into the streets to find out if people actually could name more U.S. presidents or Avengers characters.
Name as many Avengers as you can.
I mean, like Chief Police Beck. Batman. Robin.
Superman. Batman.
Avengers. I don't know. Aren't they just all different colors?
Dragnet, they were Avengers, Hawaii 5-0.
Name as many U.S. presidents as you can.
Forget it. I don't vote. I don't vote, and I'm not political, and I'm not religious.
But do you know any U.S. presidents?
Oh, yeah, I mean, Jackson, Perot.
When was Perot president?
I really don't remember.
Jackson, Samuel L. Jackson is the person he thinks is president.
It starts with Jackson. I mean, Washington, maybe Lincoln. I don't know. Jackson started out badly.
But I'll tell you what, I'm going to vote this year for that Donald Trump. That's the one thing for sure I'm going to do.
The top five at five.